Cosmetic surgery, going under the knife. Plastic surgery did not originate in Hollywood, as some people wrongly assume. It was an ancient practice named after the Greek word plastikos, meaning to mold. Before nose jobs and facelifts were performed on the living, these procedures were used to beautify the dead. Ancient Egyptians had to look their best in the afterlife. Reconstructive surgery became popular in Europe and America following World War I. Soldiers returned from the battlefields needing skin grafts, facial reconstruction, and artificial limbs. In the 1960s, when plastic surgeons were no longer in great demand, specialists began to market their skills as cosmetic surgeons. Does it surprise you that middle-aged women were the first to get hooked? These days, the goal of looking young, thin, and flawless has cosmetic surgeons working overtime. If you're unhappy with your nose, you get a nose job. If you can't get your pre-pregnancy shape back, you can get a tummy tuck or breast lift. If you can't afford the procedure, there are even payment plans. Men, women, and even children compare themselves to airbrushed models and celebrities. Is going under the knife becoming a way of life? Some people are not ashamed of their vanity. They claim to have greater confidence due to their surgically enhanced body parts. Others swear off plastic surgery and regret the decisions of their past. They realize how fake their facelifts look, or they worry about the health risks of their implants. What about hair replacement and dental braces? Are these a form of cosmetic surgery too?